Head coach Rob Chudzinski was very pleased with the 31-27 victory over the Minnesota Vikings Sunday. He talks about the team's first win and more in today's press conference.
Good morning. Pleased with the win yesterday, obviously. Minnesota is a heck of a team, a playoff team last year. Very well coached and have some outstanding players on their team. Thought our guys, as I mentioned last night, showed a lot of toughness and determination. I'd like to give a lot of a credit to our coaching staff, and particularly our position coaches, assistant coaches, did a great job in preparing our players for the game all week long. It wasn't always pretty, but our guys scrapped, fought, and found a way to win that game. As always, this was one game, and we'll make the corrections. It's a good opportunity to learn. There are a number of things that we can improve on, and we'll continue to work to improve on, and we'll move on to Cincinnati. I'll take questions.
Did you sleep with that game ball last night?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I'm already on to Cincinnati.
How good is it, Chet, to come in on a Monday morning, not only with the win, but to be able to talk to your guys with everything you've spoken about being reinforced by the victory?
It really is, and this is a group, as I've mentioned before, they respond to any sort of challenge, the things that we're coaching them to do. They really, really take to heart and work on those things. And to have some success, it was no surprise for that group and for us that we have success. And, it reinforces the things that we're coaching and teaching and, expect to continue. And, again, it's 1 week, one game, and we're on to the next game after today.
Ryan start against the Bengals?
Yeah, I'm going to wait to make any determination on that until I have all the information.
What did you like about his performance yesterday?
I thought it was a gutsy performance. He had some turnovers in the second half, a couple of throws I know he would like to have back, but that didn't faze him. And when we needed to rise up to the occasion on the last drive, he was able to do that and make the plays, ultimately, that helped us win the game.
How much does it appeal to you that he was able to, obviously, in the third quarter, I think he threw two picks, a 9.6 rating, and then to put it all together when you talk about coming back from adversity and how much you value that? How important was that to see?
Well, like I said, it's huge. I mean, you have to be able to do that at that position in this league. And no matter what kind of game you're having, so many of these games come down to the end, and you have to be able to do that and perform at the end and have a short memory of what has happened. Go ahead.
Wait for the information. Is that on Whedon? Or
just to find out, Whedon's status. Really, from a process standpoint, what we do today is just evaluate the previous day's game, coach our guys, go through the corrections and those type of things. Then we'll sit down later on today and talk moving forward in terms of, this next week's game. We'll find out from a health status where guys are coming up in the next day or two. And then, from a game plan standpoint, what we think we need to do and make those plans going forward.
Do you know how Brandon Stumpf's doing?
He's made improvement with it, and again, we'll see in the next day or two kind of where that's at and be able to determine going forward.
Is he throwing it off?
He has not.
Right. This is kind of a big call on your part. Whedon's feelings, can you just not regard those at all? Are you going to proceed just trying to win every game with the best guy or what?
Well, that's my responsibility to do is to give – make the decisions to give our team the best chance and the best opportunity to win as I perceive that. And that's what we'll do in this case as in all cases.
When you come off a game like that, an emotional victory, to come back at the end, I would think that it almost seems like a no-brainer that you would start Ryan in the next game. Why is it not that?
Well, I want to have all the information of all, and that's how we did it last week. And, we'll look at it every week and make the best determination of who it is that's going to play that position as well as any position.
There was so much fan reaction about what a good game it was. it's easy to play a good game when you score sevens and not threes. But did you have any comment on that? I know a win's a win, but that was one that people are going to talk about.
I like sevens too. I think that it just a lot of credit has to go to the players, how they navigated last week and kept their focus when a lot of things were happening and swirling. There was that type of week, and I think that that credit needs to be shared with our assistant coaches and the job that they did, and keeping guys focused, guys responded, and guys played yesterday. And I mean, it was you watch the tape, and there was some fabulous efforts, and a lot of guys believing, and those are fun games to be able to play and win in that way at the end.
Change the routine. This is your first win. I mean, do you have a victory Monday? Do you give out game balls? Do you give out free days or what?
Yeah, we don't right now. Victory. We have too much work to do for Victory Monday. So the guys we're going to, like I said, we're coaching them up, teaching them up today. We will give out game balls and do that. That'll be our first opportunity to do that, and we do that after wins.
You really pulled out all the stops yesterday, the fake punt, the fake field goal that went for a touchdown. Was that kind of part of your message to the players that, we are playing to win and we're leaving it all out there? Was that kind of part of the mindset going in when calling plays like that?
Well, that's always our mindset, and that's just the way I've been. I've always been. And I think from day one, when I talk to you about what our philosophy is going to be, we're going to attack and we're going to be aggressive. And sometimes it's going to work. Sometimes it's not going to work. Felt like we had real good opportunities in those situations. The situations happened to come up in the game where we felt we could use those plays, and they worked in this case. Sometimes they won't work, but that's how we're going
to
play.
Is there every time you have to pull off the gas, like maybe at the end of the first half, you back up a little bit, you decide to keep throwing, Brian throws a pick, and you wind up being okay because of the strip, but is there ever where you hit to, kind of pull off a little bit?
Well, there may be. You're always weighing our opportunity, and I have so much faith in our guys and belief in our guys, and I think that encourages them to want to get better is when you have that faith and belief in them that any opportunity we have, whether it's on offense or defense, that we're going to capitalize, and we want to be aggressive in that way.
What's the process of calling those two plays, the two special teams plays? Do you consult with Tabor, or do you just dial it up without telling your assistant coaches?
Well, I have to tell him so he can call it. So from that standpoint, there's communication there. We talk prior to the game of where the potential situations we may want to use some of those type of things are, and some of it's luck of the draw, whether it comes up in the game. Some of it's the timing, you try to find the right time to use the right thing, and yesterday they both came up well.
Say you specifically practiced those plays this week, or does that go back to training camp?
We've practiced those plays for a couple weeks.
When you look at Brian's three interceptions on film again today, to what do you attribute the fact that he threw three picks in this game, and do they seem like correctable things? Maybe some of them are timing issues because he doesn't have a lot of time with some of these guys. What were those all about?
No, they were just decisions, and I know decisions that he would like to have have back where. From a coverage standpoint, he would want to be a little somewhere else on one of them, and then the other one just thinking that the guy's going to be open, and he wasn't, and just being able to see that and get to a secondary option.
With that in mind, his ball placement on receivers, I thought was excellent for most of the day. How important is that in your offense, and is that something you've seen grow with him through training camp, preseason, and factored into your decision to go with him?
That's important. Guys being accurate is one thing, and then putting the ball in a place where receivers can catch it and be able to do things with it after the catch is another. And, I think all the guys have grown and gotten better in that area. But that's, when you get to a quarterback to the elite level, that's the thing that they are able to do better than the guys who are just the good guys.
Did anyone say anything to him after that third pick? How do you handle that with a quarterback?
Well, you just, most of the time, from a quarterback standpoint, in my background and in my belief, is you ask them what they saw, because everybody else sees the obvious, but only one guy is playing that position and sees from behind the face mask what he saw at the particular time. And he knew right coming off of what happened and understood it, and you move on. And, you know, Brian did a great job overall of moving on, and that's, you know, how you have to handle it at the time.
That's what I'm saying. So you say you have that conversation when your coach assistant does at the time. I mean, obviously he knows he shouldn't throw that thing, but.
Yeah, and now today is a time where we'll coach him a little bit harder, and you know, and he'll see it, and you know, that's where you expect guys to grow and get better.
How much in your mind was the success of the offense, Brian Hoyer, and how much of it was having Josh Gordon back on the field and having that threat?
You know, those things are. I mean, it's tough to determine what percentage, and obviously there was things that we did better as an offense that helped. Overall, I think we protected better, and that was our best game as far as the protection went. Now, as the game went on, and you know, later in the game, you know, we had some issues with protection. I thought Norv did a great job of adjusting to that and calling some things differently at the end of the game, and that was a key in us being able to go and win the game. But you know, I think Josh Gordon being back, I mean, there was a number of factors I think that factored in with our offense doing a better job, and I think we're improving. And you know, every week I think I see progress, and we're getting better. And so I think all those things combined, you know, you see us going hopefully in the right direction offensively.
What happens with a guy, you know, that hadn't played as much here as Hoyer or anywhere actually? He would have had a pretty restricted playbook. It didn't seem like that was the case. Is that because of his recognition ability or what?
Yeah, you know, I think he's been here long enough and knows the offense. So there wasn't limitations from that standpoint that we, you know, had to, you know, I just have a very small limited package for him. And he understands football. He processes well. And, you know, so really the playbook was pretty open for him.
Rob, have you spoken to Josh Gordon about these trade rumors and reports?
I have not. I don't really need to, because there is no plans, and if there was, I would talk to him. If there was an issue, I would talk to him. Otherwise, I've talked to these guys in general. The things that are out there that people say, the rumors, the things that swirl around, are just all noise. The reality is what's in that team meeting room.
Is that situation apply to Greg Little too?
Yeah, we have no plans on any of the trades. I think Joe addressed that the other day.
You had to be happy with the pressure on the opposing quarterback, but you did have a high third down allowance. You know, it was 8-17. So does that kind of trouble you?
Yeah, we need to continue to improve on defense. On offense, we improved on third down. On defense, we need to continue to improve on third down and work on it. One of the things that they were able to do was their quarterback did a nice job of breaking contain, getting outside and running and extending some plays. So it's something we have to continue to work on.
So the fans now that are, you know, worried that after a game like that, they're going to wake up and see that Josh Gordon has been traded. I mean, can we calm those waters a little bit and say that that's not going to happen?
I mean, that's, we have no plan on doing that.
The injuries, Cundiff and Sheard in particular, and there's one other guy.
Yeah, Wynn. Yeah, so the three guys, Sheard has a knee sprain, as we mentioned last night. We'll have a better idea for Wednesday where we're at with him. Billy Wynn, I think I reported last night that was a knee. It looks like it's more like a quad. He's still getting looked at, so we'll have a better idea for you on Wednesday. And then Cundiff, it was just a quad strain, so we'll see where he's at the next couple days and how that responds.
You might have is there a change left to get a kicker?
I'm sorry?
Is there a change left to bring in another kicker?
Well, let's just see how Billy does, and then we'll go from there on that.
Hey, Chuck, the improvement in the secondary, are you starting to see Buster with – two pass breakups that would have been touchdowns yesterday. Gibson seemed to be a little more acclimated around the ball. Is that area starting to grow for you?
It really has. Those guys have improved. Buster played his best game. I'm glad you mentioned that and mentioned him, because there's a number of guys. I think our secondary is playing very well. Gibson's playing well. T.J. Ward had his best game, made some big plays and some great open field tackles. Joe Hayden's been outstanding all along. So, I think, again, I give a lot of credit to Louis Chofi and Bobby Babbage and the job they're doing and how those guys are improving. And, that's one area we're talking about. I see a lot of that on this football team at other positions as well. Let me bring up a couple other guys that I thought John Hughes, I thought, played outstanding, was really active. And you look at the progress he's made from, April to playing the way he did the other day. I thought Jabal Sheard had his best game that he's played so far. Kerry Barnage played well, did a great job with pass protection and some things. So, I think we have some guys that are really improving, and I just wanted to mention those guys to you.
Talk about your run defense. I mean, it's been good the first two games, but yesterday, Adrian Peterson, what is the difference from what you saw on film when you took over to the way you guys are playing now?
Well, I think those guys did a great job and have done a great job, and I go back, Ray Horton and the defense, that scheme has always been really strong against the run. That's one of the things that I wanted to bring here was, for that reason. And then also, the priority of addressing the front and the front seven in the off season. And I think you see those things paying off.
It's unusual to have a kicker kickers and punters usually don't merge. Landing kicked the extra point. I know he kicked before, obviously.
It is. I mean, I haven't really experienced it before, having to use the punter and in those kicking situations. It's happened. I don't know if he was, but maybe he was a punt, pass, and kick champ when he was a kid or something. I don't know. But, I heard it was 1968 since the last time a guy kicked an extra point. He punted and threw a touchdown pass in a game. So, that sounds like a punt, pass, and kick guy to me. I put a picture up in our team meeting with the guys. The picture was of, that last extra point. And I'll tell you, I was ecstatic when we scored the touchdown. And it took me about a second or two to realize, okay, now we have to kick this extra point. And this is an important extra point. And knowing that it ended up Brian Hoyer was out there holding, and Spencer obviously was kicking it. And I put the caption underneath it to show the team was as we talked about, the theme for the week was do a little bit more. And that's really what it ended up being at the end of the game for those guys especially.
Chuck, I know that earlier was asked about the special teams play specifically, but I think you guys lead the league by probably a wide margin already in going for it on fourth down. Was that always like a velocity that you had that you weren't afraid to take those risks? I know other people in the organization have talked about not being afraid to take risks. Is that something you came in with?
Just, I've always been that way. And, you have to attack. And, again, I think it creates a mentality for your team, and that those guys, they don't flinch. They don't blink. We don't make it. The defense goes right out there and stops the other team in three plays. And I think guys like playing football that way because it's an aggressive game. It's an attacking game. And, that's the mentality I've always been around.
The league is kind of in a passing frenzy right now. The sacks are way up. With these wide-open offenses, you have to almost accept that sacks are going to be inevitable in a game?
Well, it is part of it. You want to do everything you can, obviously, to eliminate that and minimize those sacks. But everybody's trying to get the chunk plays, which you need to score. It's hard. It's just hard methodically to drive the ball down the field. You have to get that big play. And whether that comes, on a special teams play, on a fake, that was the big play of that drive that we were able to get a score on. or you know, it's a obviously in the pass game, it's easier to get those type of bigger chunk plays. So with it comes, you know, some of the things that you don't necessarily want.
Last question, please.
A lot of pressure.
Everybody freaks.
Make
freaks
it a good out. One, Tony.
Everybody freaks out on interceptions. But DeQuell Jackson said after the game, the reason it wasn't deflating to us, meaning the defense, was because he kept moving the ball. It's not like you were two plays and an interception, two plays in it. Do you agree with that? I mean, can you live with that to a degree? I know you don't want any interceptions, but are they that bad when you win the game with the final drive?
They're going to happen. It's football. Turnovers are going to happen. You want to eliminate the ones that you can do something about. Those decisions that maybe you're forcing something, or somebody's not there, and or you misread the coverage. You know, those are the ones that you want to try to eliminate as much as you can. But if you're going to attack, if you're going to play the way we're talking about playing, there are some bad things that are going to occasionally happen. I think that we're building a mentality that whether it's on offense, whether it's the players, other players on offense, or whether it's the defense, that we just move on and keep playing.
All right, Coach, can I see Thanks. One more?
This is the bonus. This is the bonus question for the week.
The second half, and now your season and the game are kind of on the line there with that last series. How much confidence do you have? What's running through your mind as to whether he can pull that off? There's got to be some doubt. He's never done it in a real NFL game.
Well, that was the belief that I had in him and just the hunch on him, and we saw it in the preseason. And, again, I mentioned it before. I know it's a fourth preseason game, but, you know, he was able to do something very similar in that game. So, looking at the guys' eyes on the sidelines, all of them, the whole offense and the group, they believed. And when I saw them, when I looked at them, talked to them, and talked about, how much we would enjoy this after this series was over and we scored the touchdown, and the looks I got back from those guys, I knew we had a great shot at doing that.